Welcome to today's Heartland Market Talk.
Grain futures softer today, led by wheat. The Abras of Australian Wheat Board did raise their crop size a little bit overnight. So that put pressure on the wheat market that has not been pushed back against by any buying influence. Corn drifting as well, the ethanol grind. Solid, but we're getting ready for the market to see maintenance schedules starting to kick in. So they know some corn demand is going to be lost there in a little bit. So weakness in corn there as well. Soybeans, they don't know what they want to do. Both sides have unchanged multiple times throughout the session. At this moment, we're down 2 cents, but bean oil up 59, while meal's down $4.70 a ton. So they keep buying the bean oil alongside of crude oil versus the meal. Also, support continues to arrive that they're not selling the heck out of these beans because, well, Brazil's got a problem. They got a big crop of kind of looking like some garbage in place. Michael Cordinon, who does a major crop scouting of that area, Mato Grosso, which is the largest area of soybean growth down in South America for Brazil specifically. Actually, if Mato Grosso was a country, it'd be the third largest producer of soybeans in the world. And so that big of an area has got problems. Weather stress of all kinds, mostly just too much rain. There's talk of moldy seed, broken and moldy seeds, sprouting going on in the pods. And then when it is harvested, the moisture seeds are well above standard grain warehouse standards, and they don't have drying systems down there like the U.S. has. So that's what's holding the beans from falling out of bed, even though we haven't seen any Chinese flash sales ahead of President Trump's meeting, which, quite frankly, is a long ways off yet. So that could take a while till we see some Chinese sales. But our dollar premium to Brazilian beans, you know, is maintained right now. May soybeans down 0.75 cents, 11.69¾. November off a quarter, 11.83. November beans, new crop, down 0.75 cents at 11.30¾. Meanwhile, the bean oil, May contract up 63 cents, 63.45. The May soybean meal down $4.10 a ton, $310.60. So bean oil back above 50% of the value of the crush. Corn down 3 cents right now on the May contract, 443.5, but they cut their losses in half on the day. July corn off 2.5, 453. December corn just down 1¾ cents, 469.5. There's a lot of buzz out there how the corn acreage, it could be a lot less than what the USDA put out at 94 million acres. Input costs are absurd. Acreage just may not be there. And so new crop corn getting supported, 469.5 right now, down 1¾. Wheat, well, for the reasons stated earlier, softer May contract down 6¾ in Kansas, 571.5. May Chicago off 6.5, 567.5, while we look to Minneapolis down just 4 cents at 609.25. September Minneapolis off 3¼ cents. We're at 641.25. If you are an active trader of commodity futures, you need to check out Heartland Investor Services trading app. The markets are moving fast, and you need to know what they're doing. Now, you do not have to place your orders on the app if you don't want to. You can call our brokers. They'll take care of it for you. But in order to see what's going on, this trading app is a must-see. Check it out at heartlandinvest.com. Call us, 701-222-0221. In the livestock futures, opened sharply higher today and pretty much stayed sharply higher the bulk of the day. Box beef again strong, up over $6 yesterday, up 78 cents on the choice today. 388.83, select up $1.79, 380.37. The market turned over last Thursday when it smelled a rat with this potential Iranian invasion. Oil prices may be going up, and that caused the market to go into a free fall into Monday morning. The opening low was on Monday morning, and then, of course, yesterday's lower opening was found a bid again alongside of a stock market that did the exact same thing. Down Thursday, Friday, recovering Monday, Tuesday, and today, and that continues with the vengeance today in cattle as we hover back near values below last Thursday's trade. April cattle up $4.05, 238.17. June up 447, 235.15. August up 420, 233.10. In the feeder cattle, March gaining $6.72, 363.92. April up 755, 360.82. May up 772, 357.07. And the fall contract, August up $7.32, 356.82. While November hovers just under the 350 mark. Actually, 350 was the high today. currently at $349.70 is the bid. That puts them up $6.90. On the hogs, sharply higher there as well. April hogs up $1.35, $97.10. June gaining $1.77, $111.25. July up $1.60 at $113. Metals, gold, you wouldn't know it by the number, but they've had quite the volatile session. About $130 trading range, but currently up $7 on April gold, $5,130. Silver for May, down 51 cents at 82.96. They had an overnight high of 87.07. The dollar index is off 13 cents, 98.80. But crypto, Bitcoin March up $5,080, $73,545. Ethereum up $173. $2,157. Crude oil, we had some builds in production, but yet the concerns of what could go wrong over the rest of this week over in the Middle East lays in play. You've heard all the news. President Trump is trying to help insurance companies backstop any tankers that want to go through the Straits of Hormuz, and also probably escorts with naval escorts. Well, nothing's happened yet, but there is talk of this, which has helped quell the explosive nature of crude oil. Right now, it's just up 38 cents a barrel on the April contract, $74.93. The April gasoline up 6.25 cents a gallon, $2.52. The April heating oil contract up 7.25 cents a gallon right now, $2.26. Any questions on trading commodity futures or get a look at our newsletter, go to our website, heartlandinvest.com. 30-day look at that morning and afternoon information. Check it out. You just might like it. Thanks for listening and have a profitable day. Just a reminder to always remember, past results are not indicative of future results. Consider risk carefully before ever investing. Our analogy is made with the best known information that is expected to be true and known, but it changes by the hour in the commodity markets. And so something that could have been considered fact can change as the facts change.